بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The one who greets first is immune from pride. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes salam first is free from pride. Note, a person who constantly makes salam first with all types of people will be freed from all types of pride. Virtues of greeting 20 people in one day. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever greets 20 Muslims in a day, whether they were in a group or individually, will definitely enter Jannah if he dies on that day. Similarly is the situation if a person performs this action at night and passes away during the course of that night. Muslim obligations towards fellow Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a Muslim has 6 obligations to another. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired, and what are they, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, greeting him when you see him, accepting his invitation when he invites you, advising him when he seeks your advice, responding to him after he sneezes and recites the dua, that is, he says, Alhamdulillah, and you say, Yarhamukallah, visiting him when he falls ill, and following his funeral when he passes away. One who greets first is closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes salam first is closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.